T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This WWL exclusive interview with LSU coach Ed Ogeron is brought to you by Rouse's Markets. Shop the official supermarket of LSU Athletics. Order online at Rouse's for pickup or delivery. Here is Amos Morrell III with LSU coach Ed Ogeron.
All right, coach. So first off, Thanksgiving week. Question I had is, what's a must-have the Ogeron household for Thanksgiving?
Oyster dressing and gumbo.
You know, the oysters are in short supply this year.
Yeah, that's all right. When you're the head coach of LSU, you can get at least a gallon.
All right. Talking about Thanksgiving week, you kind of touched on this in there, but the schedule changes up a little bit for you guys. I know, obviously, you want to let the kids, you know, have a little fun.
Yeah. You know what? We have the same amount of practice, but on Thursday morning, we're going to practice. We're going to meet at 7. They're going to be done practice around 10:30, so they get to go home with their families. The players that not from around here will have a place for them to eat. And then we'll meet on Friday at 3 o'clock. So we have the same amount of practice. It does put a little bit more time on the coaches. That Wednesday night, they got to watch the film and get the practice ready. But our guys are used to it.
All right. And then, obviously, a big matchup this weekend against an SEC opponent in Texas A&M, one that, you know, you basically played 2 games against last year when you look at the time. But just, you know, what's the preparation been like for that game?
Well, our guys are going to be ready, you know, and watching the tape. I watched the tape of last year. This is a good football team, and they've lost to some very good football teams. They're very well on offense. They're very well coached, have a strong defensive line. This is going to be a battle for our football team.
You talk about it being a battle. Obviously, you know, it's a team with a good quarterback, good running back, obviously really talented receivers. But this defense seems to have really been coming along these last weeks. Where have you seen LSU's defense improve?
Well, I think against the run. You know, obviously we fit the plays very well last week. I guess the Ole Miss gave us some problems on some quarterback runs. And I think that we protected against the deep ball a little bit more. We got more pressure on the quarterback. We had, I think, 11 negative plays last week. So we're looking forward to getting more sacks, more negative plays. That's going to help our defense.
It's interesting you mentioned against the run. Obviously, you guys had a really talented running back to go against last week. So had to be proud to see the way the guys played against him.
No question. They tackled well. I thought Mohampton had a good game. And his first play, he made a great tackle on the hold. That could have been a big play. I thought our guys ran around. Jacob Phillips, Jacoby Stevens had a tremendous game, 3 sacks. The guys were making play, but they had a little chip on their shoulder from the game before. I'm proud to see that.
Is there any freshman on the team that hasn't played yet this season? Because it feels like they've all found a way to get on the field this year.
We played most of our guys. I think that all of our guys have played. Maybe one or two have a couple. They get to the 4-game limit. Maybe one or two have a couple games left, and that's it.
And I think we've touched on this before, but, you know, that's got to be a good thing for you to show off to the recruits. Like, look, you know, everybody's getting an opportunity. You know, you just got to go in there and make plays.
Yeah, recruiting is at all-time high right now. The guys see it on TV. You don't have to tell them. Our tight ends are catching the ball. Offensive line's getting a lot of credit. Defensive ends are getting sacks. This is DBU. So there's a lot of good things going on right now. Our linebackers are very productive. So recruiting is at all-time high right now.
And then you kind of touched on this in there just about how that game, you know, you've added a 2-point period on Thursdays. You know, you've looked for different plays. Just how has your coaching style evolved, you know, game to game even?
Well, you know, I try to do what our team needs. You know, we've cut back practice a lot. We're playing at a lot faster pace. But I demand the execution. You know, I let these guys take care of the X and O's. I coach the defensive line. I totally trust our offense. I totally trust our special teams. So we go out there and work as a unit, as a team. I want to work with energy. And, you know, at this time of year, we got a lot riding on the line, so our practices are critical.
All right. And then I'll let you go with this one. Thanksgiving, obviously. What is Coach O thankful for this year?
I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for God. I'm thankful for this football team. I'm thankful for the great state of Louisiana. And most of all, I'm thankful for being the head coach at LSU.
I think a lot of fans are thankful you're the head coach at LSU this year, too. And that Joe Burrow still had a year to play with you guys.
Thank you, man. Go Tigers.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.